Gun chest uncut, yeah, you know that's us. Where we only speak the real and the real rock with us. Where we motivate the people and politic on success. Oh no, we ain't DJ Khaled, but they swear we the best. Gun chest uncut. Gun chest uncut. Gun chest uncut.
What's happening? It's Contrast Uncut. It's season 3, episode 46. Big shout outs to Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby B Presents. I appreciate you, brothers. It's your host, Zylo, aka DJ Juan Dollars, like I won some money. Today, we have the life of the party. She's from Dallas, Texas. She's an incredibly dope fantasy rapper, songwriter, and recording artist. She's lyrically gifted with power in her waves and sound. Her work ethic is second to none. I mean, she dropped 3 mixtapes in 2019, and her self-titled project is out right now. And she's 1501 Certified Entertainment's very own, Erica Banks, everybody. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I cannot complain, you know. I'm with a real one right now, so it's an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. Man, so what you been up to?
Just promoting the project, you know, doing music videos and just, you know, continuing to put the tape out there.
That's right. That's right. I got this quote, you know, let me know how this quote relates to you, or if it doesn't, it's all good. The idea is to get you to talk about it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Maya Angelou.
Okay. How so, like, what? Am I telling you what that says to me? Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. What comes to your mind on how that relates to you?
Just being an artist, you know, to me, that just says that if you don't, like, venture out and try new things, you know, as an artist, that you'll never know what you could be or what you could turn into or what could happen. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, right. Twist and turn from straight A's and enjoying college to transitioning to this is just not what I want, not what I see. I see something right here. It's greater.
Right.
And so, no, when I saw this quote, I felt like it reached you a lot for the simple fact that you took a walk by faith and not by sight. And, you know, you went into your gift.
Yeah.
So I ask every guest this question. Let me know, did the game choose you or did you choose the game?
Both. I think it's both. Is that possible for it to be both?
Absolutely. That's the way
I think it's Yeah.
So, you know, elaborate. Why do you think it's both?
I feel like it's both because, you know, we don't come into the world and already know what we want to do. You know, we don't come into the world knowing. So I feel like we come into the world already having a destined life, you know, so that's where I feel like, you know, we don't choose it, but I feel like we do choose it because once we find out that that's what we want to do and that we're good at it, we're going to do so well at it because it's something that we're choosing to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a little bit of both.
So what would you consider like your first confirmation that music is what you're supposed to do?
When I started to see the reaction I was getting from putting my music out, like once I started seeing people really listening to it, learning the words, wanting me to put out more music, that's when I said, okay, people like it enough for me to keep putting it out, so maybe this is what I'm supposed to do.
And you talking about from the freestyling days of your poetry, or are you talking about after them singles started to hit?
Really, like, early on. Like, it was before I was really just even out there a lot. It was really, really 2019, really last year was when I started to come up, like, off of my freestyle videos and, you know, just the freestyle videos on Instagram, not even YouTube. I wasn't even going as far as YouTube yet. It was really just on Instagram while I was becoming popular. And so it was, like, last year, like, last summer is when I kind of started to get a little buzz.
So what has been your illest moment so far in, you know, in your short career? Because I know things happen fast, especially when things start to glow up and, you know, there's an attraction, the You know, you attract wealth. You have something that's wealthy there. You have all these talents and gifts, and you're attracting the wealth. And so, you know, my question is what's been your illest moment so far?
That's hard. It's been a lot that's happened. Illest moment so far. You know, it would have to be me winning Best Female Rapper in Dallas. I got an award for that. I was actually given, like, a big thanks. Thank you. What is it called? Like, the record? Like, you know, like, the big old records that they put, like, in, like, the thing you can pull out?
Oh, okay.
Like, the big disc. Yeah, they gave me, like, a big disc, yeah, for that. So, that was probably, so far, that was probably the best one.
Some nice hardware.
Yes, yes.
So, what would have been some of the highs and lows that you faced so far? From transitioning from school to becoming an artist to here we are today, certified.
Some lows would be me having to give up a lot of my time. It's definitely something that's time consuming. So that would be a low. Me finally having to move, because I no longer live in Dallas, I live in Houston now, and I moved so that things would be easier for me to get done and do and stuff like that, so I wouldn't have to be running back and forth. But the highs of it is, I mean, I'm doing what I love, I'm getting paid to do what I love, and, you know, that time is finally here. So, you know, as an artist, we always are eager to get to that next level, you know, so I'm on that next level now, so it's exciting.
So, as the road has went from Dallas to Houston, how long is it going to take for that road to go from Houston to Atlanta or L.A. for, you know, a substantial stay?
You mean how long it's going to take literally, like, to get there, or how long it's going to take for me to, like...
Because you know what, to be honest, you sound like you got it all, like you got it figured out to a degree. It's not like you stepped on the grounds and was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm just going to run forward. You was like, no, I got a whole play. And you've been running plays as you've been going and developing and really making a stamp in the sound.
Yeah, most definitely. I don't just wake up and kind of know how I'm going to do things. I like to plan things out so that they can kind of go, you know, expected.
Yeah, so my question is, because, you know, everybody go to L.A. at some point in their career, and everybody go to Atlanta and New York. So, you know, you think you're going to be in Houston for a while, or you think it's going to venture out to other markets, like where you
want to... Oh, no. It's going to definitely venture out to Atlanta, because that's where I want to live, like, permanently. That's where I want to, like, live the rest of my life at, once I'm, you know, settled in and stuff like that. So, I definitely move to Atlanta. I can't live in L.A. I love L.A., but I can't live in L.A. But I would definitely like to move to Atlanta at some point.
Fair enough. I recently went down south, and like, I'm from LA. I'm not used to that humidity and that heat.
Yeah.
You have to take a shower 4 times a day just to feel okay. So I'm like, I take my hat off to everybody that stay in the south and love it, because the hospitality is amazing. But surviving in that heat like that, oh Lord.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Hat off. So with the self-titled album, Erica Banks, I gotta ask, how many songs did not make the cut?
Dang, I gotta think about that. It's probably only like 3 or 4. It's not that many.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not that many.
Because, you know, my thinking was that she put out 3 projects last year. She put out 1. I'm like, I wonder how much she was sitting on, or how many ideas just like she deleted. Just because it felt like, you know, I'm on this new platform, new glow up. I got to, you know, cut some things out and you're on the level up.
Yeah. I really didn't have to do a lot of cutting, though, because really as an artist, when I make my mixtapes, to be honest, I haven't really gotten to the point yet to where I'm just making 100 songs to pick like 30. I literally make like 12 songs at a time and just rock with them, because they just be hard to me. But, and they, you know, be hard to other people, too. So that's why I didn't have to cut as many. I only cut like 3 or 4. And that was my first time ever cutting records at all. So his next project, like right now, I have over like 30 songs right now. So now I'm going into that mode where I record a lot and just pick a few. So, yeah.
So you leveling up as we speak.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
That's right. With COVID and the pandemic, you know, it's been a very few limited amount of people that's been able to do, you know, album parties and, you know, been able to be clever to think outside the box on how to promote. So, you know, I want to ask, like, how did you manage to overcome as a new artist on the scene like that? Because that was, you know, outside the box.
We really just had to be consistent with just putting my music like in people's faces. You know, it's something that you just have to keep in, because at some point people are gonna start to consume it because they're gonna wonder, okay, well, who is this person? Like, we've never heard of her before. And then with me being able to actually rap, you know, that helps a lot too, because, you know, when you have a female rapper, you don't think off top that she can really rap. You probably think she's typical or the average. But, you know, people really like my music. That's nothing that helps. And, you know, just doing a lot of virtual stuff like interviews, continuing to drop snippets of my music. You know, you just have to continue to put yourself on the platform, you know. So we just been taking advantage of it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the whole world is woke on female artists and them really just dropping gems and bars. And, like, you know, we're finally at that level where the recognition is given. And so, you know, you definitely into a lane where as you're leveling up, the whole game is leveling up. So, you know, you're competing with high spirits.
Right. I love to see it.
That's right. I'm going to put a pause on the music and entertainment stuff. I got my three segments. My first segment is my awareness topic. And, you know, we're going to talk about police interaction. And so I'm going to ask, and I ask every guest this question, when was the last time you were pulled over? And, you know, what's some advice you can give to someone in the situation of being pulled over?
Last time I was pulled over was, it was about a little over a year ago. I was on my way to a hair appointment, and I was late, so I was speeding. And I got pulled over for speeding. I think I was going like 60 and a 40 or something, but I mean, that was the only time I got pulled over. I mean, I got pulled over in college for running a red light. I always got traffic stopped. That was my issue. But if I'm giving, you know, advice to anybody getting pulled over by the police, I would just say, just listen to them. You know, they don't ask you to do much. And, you know, just do it carefully, whatever it is they asking you to do. And, you know, that's pretty much it. It kind of goes smooth when you just let them feel like they're in control. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about a matter of being safe and being smart.
Oh, yeah, the key to that is just handling it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like, don't linger nothing. And, you know, if they being hostile, be wise. Have that live ready. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
A long time ago, OG said, they really pushing the line, say, take me to jail.
Yeah. It's crazy out here.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like, you know, I've been a victim of pretty much not knowing what to do in a situation to get pulled over. And, you know, I feel like awareness is always the key no matter what we're doing in life. And knowledge is power. But when you use that knowledge, it's a superpower. And so I appreciate you giving a testimony and, you know, weighing out the awareness segment.
Most definitely.
I have my next segment is Trading Places. And, you know, it's like, you know, Freaky Friday or like that old school movie, Trading Places. You take two iconic lives and you swap them. And we talk about what would life be like it. And for you, I got Rihanna trading places with Taylor Swift. Question number one is, can you see that working?
No. No.
She said, not at all.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't see that. Rihanna just doesn't seem like that genre of a singer. She doesn't give me, like, country vibe.
Waking up in her body.
Huh?
She's waking up in her body.
Oh, I mean, still no, because is she going to talk like Taylor Swift or is she going to sound and talk like Rihanna? Like,
she going to sound like Taylor Swift. It's just going to be her and her body. They swapping. Trading places.
No, I don't think it's going to work, because even when they get ready to get dressed, like, Rihanna going to dress how Rihanna would dress. And she can't be dressing Taylor Swift how she be dressing, because then people gonna be like, what's going on with Taylor Swift? And vice versa, because you're not gonna see Taylor Swift in a see-through dress with nothing on at the Grammys. But you might see, you know, somebody else in it, you know. So that would be my only thing. Other than that, I mean, it probably could work.
So musically, you think they can knock out each other's stuff?
I think so too, yeah. Taylor Swift would sound a little weird saying some of that stuff, but people will buy it just because she getting a little wild. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I could believe it, but believe it for, you know, Party Next Door, for some of them other songs, I don't know.
Yeah, nah.
I could see Rihanna doing Taylor Swift, like, just because she's so gifted, but I don't know if Taylor Swift can really hit those pockets like that and understand those key components and why Rihanna's Rihanna.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they are two totally different people.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the reason why I do that is because, you know, I try to take two different people and see if we can get a common ground. And sometimes it's just that they're talented. Other times, it'd be like, damn, they are really connected and they could really swap places. And I'll be grabbing people at random, just, you know, icons. And I was like, you know, I'm going to weigh in and see how we feel about this on this table.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you give me one thing different if Rihanna was Taylor Swift or Taylor Swift was Rihanna?
Taylor Swift would be less sexier in videos, I can tell you that. She wouldn't be as appealing as Rihanna would be. So the appearance would be different, and then the sex appeal, kind of the same thing, would not be the same. Taylor Swift would be more modest and Rihanna would be more outgoing. So yeah, it would just be those two differences that we get out of them.
So it's safe to say Fenty clothes would not feel the same on the body. And Fenty undergarments would not feel good.
I mean, they could go, but it's not gonna be what you would like. Yeah.
Just fucking around at this point. All right, so we're on to my next segment. It's called Impulse Q&A. And, you know, I got three questions, or you have to answer three questions, and that's the idea. If you don't like the question, it's all good. You can pass. I got another one for you. But they're like fan perspective questions to get to know you. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Question number one. What would be your personal mascot to represent you?
It could be anything.
Anything.
Damn, it's hard. It's a lot of stuff that could represent me. I don't know. It will probably have to be a microphone. Yeah, because first of all, I talk really loud for one. Outside of rapping, I talk really loud because I want people to hear me and hear what I'm saying. So that's one. Two, I'm very vocal in general. I like to talk. I'm a talker. And then three, me just rapping tops it off. So it'd just be a microphone.
You know, I got volume control, and I promise you, you're not loud.
For real?
Yeah, don't.
Maybe I'm in a small room, so my voice is a little heavy. Maybe that's why I'm thinking that.
Oh, you probably got your mic turned down on the phone or something.
No, I got you turned up all the way. So I feel like I need to be as loud as the phone.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Question number two. What is your least favorite emoji and why?
It's the one where it's like a smiley face, but the mouth is open, but the eyes are like two dots, and it's just like a weird, like fake smile. And I don't like it because it looks odd. Like, instead of the eyes being like chinky and happy, like the eyes are like little circles, but you got a big smile down here. It's just weird. It looks really weird, and I never use it unless I'm being sarcastic.
You know, it's so funny because you like, it's fake smile. So I'm like, you know, fake things must bother you.
Yes, I hate fake. That's so funny. You discovered that just now. I hate anything that's fake. I hate fake people, fake energy, fake anything. So I don't even use that emoji unless I'm being fake.
Right. Okay, fair enough. That was a trade secret, everybody. She giving out trade codes, you know, cheat codes. Question number three. Give me one thing you recommend everyone tries at least once.
Damn, because I'm trying to be appropriate. What's something that I've done that everybody else to try? I mean, I don't know because... I don't want to be basic and say try a certain type of food because, I mean, that's kind of cliche.
All right, well, let's make it specific. What's one thing people got to try or you recommended doing in Dallas?
Going to the State Fair. You have to go to the State Fair. Yeah, they have the best food. It was canceled this year because of the virus, but they had the best food, the best rides, the best everything. So if you haven't been to the State Fair in Dallas, you are missing. It is so fun.
And do they really do it big in Texas like that? Like, it's better than our California state fairs? Like, is that
it's better than any fair you've ever been to, yeah.
Like, are you guys, like, you know, recruiting certain different type of foods? What's the secret?
I mean, I don't know. It's just Dallas, you know? So when you're a Dallas native, you know, everything just kind of, you know, falls into place, you know, as a Dallas native growing up. You wouldn't understand because you're not from Dallas. But it's okay.
Fair enough. What time of the year is that? My wife and I and the family will come out and try that just because you put so much oomph on it.
Yes, it's actually September, like, 10th to, like, October 21st. But I know it ends October 21st.
Oh, wow. It lasts.
For, like, a month, yeah.
Okay, that's dope. Okay, well, you have survived my three segments, my awareness segment, my trading places segment, my impulse Q&A. And, you know, as a reward, we like to promote things, shout things out, and, you know, run up whatever we want to run up. So let's promote. What are you excited about? Come on, talk to us.
Well, right now I am pushing and promoting my self-titled project, Erica Banks by Erica Banks. I just dropped a video yesterday for that. It's titled Gimme That. So if y'all haven't checked that out, go check that out. Mm-hmm. If you haven't checked out the single, Bust It, go check that out as well. And, you know, in the meantime, we just continuing to work, continuing to get new music so we can keep putting it out. So right now, we just, you know, staying tuned.
Speaking of Bust It, what was the challenge of getting that hot in here cleared?
You know what? I don't even know too much about that. I just know that it was not cheap. and I do know, yeah, it was not cheap at all. And I do know that Nelly was able to hear the song, and he did like the song. He liked it a lot. But yeah, I thought it was going to be hard to reach him, but it actually wasn't hard.
You know, the funniest thing I hear about when people have samples clear is when the artist or the people that own the estate, like, pretty much say it's good. And, you know, that's the thing that I love about it. That's when it becomes real. You got some people that just want the money. Some want the money. But when you hear stories like that, when Nelly was like, no, he stamped it. He liked it. It's like, okay, no, because I like it too. So, it's, you know, everyone likes it. It's getting ran up right now. So it makes sense.
Right.
But no, right. Hear Nelly liked it. Man, I do got to shout out Elora Mason for making this happen. I appreciate her.
Of course.
We've been running back and forth trying to make this happen. I felt like we were playing a gang of ping pong, and I kept on missing the ball, and back and forth. But it's been a blessing of an opportunity to have you on the show, and definitely want to give her love.
Thank you for having me. Big shout out to Laura.
Absolutely. Now, if you notice my show, it's a little different. It's a little unique. I have segments because they say the other guys got segments, but I don't do segments like them. And I'm like, how do I keep that same energy when I close out? And my viewers knows it's coming. I'm going to hit you with it. You got any questions for me?
I don't have any questions for you.
Fair enough. It's Contrast Uncut. It's season 3, episode 46. And big shout outs to Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D Presents. I appreciate you, brothers. I wouldn't be able to do incredibly dope shit like interview Erica Banks and talk about her project, talk about her coming up and transforming into the FMC we see today that's really busting on me.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Boom.
It's your girl, Erica Banks, and you're tuned in to Contrast Uncut, and I want to give a big shout out to Snoop Dogg and Bobby D Presents. Let's go.
Hey. Hey.
Okay, they had to wake me up for a little bit. Okay.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Continue promoting. We appreciate everything you're doing. Yeah. If you need anything from us, just holler and blessings.
Thank you so much. Don't forget to tag me in it whenever you post it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going on the third season, and to be honest, we're shopping this on Fox Soul, so it should come up on Fox Soul, and yeah, it's gonna look good, I promise.
Okay, cool, thank you so much.
All good, blessings, and take care.
All right, you too. Can I live track 8 for like Jigga 96? Without a reasonable doubt, the album turned me into this. Should we always had dreams of being money making Mitch? Without jewelry on, hit a jail pose, take a flick. For like Pac and keep your head up. Biggie shooting juice. Coach is still alive, just let me prove. King, nigga. Everything that you want.
Right there, there you go. Another episode of Contrast Uncut. Make sure if you enjoyed it, you leave a comment below. You hit some like buttons. You hit some subscribe. You go ahead and hit share if you want to. Say something nice or say something you don't want to say at all. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Comment below.